listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series on God the Son, focusing on his divine attributes and his God-given authority. Jesus is not merely a good teacher or prophet. He is fully God, worthy of worship, and the one who holds all authority in heaven and on earth. Our key verse is John chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all will honor the Son just as they honor the Father. The one who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. So far this week, we have walked through who the Son is, his role in creation, his incarnation, and his redemption. But today, we are going to pause and behold his glory more fully by looking at his attributes and his authority. When we talk about attributes, we are talking about what makes him God, his nature, his character, his divine qualities. When we talk about authority, we are talking about the position given to him by the Father, authority to rule, to judge, to save, and to reign forever. If we don't see the Son in his attributes and authority, we'll shrink him down to something less than God. And if we shrink him down, we dishonor the Father. So let's start with attributes. The Bible is clear. The Son shares the very same divine attributes as the Father and the Spirit. He is eternal. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Son has no beginning. He didn't come into existence in Bethlehem. He has always been. He is unchanging. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." People change. Circumstances change. Leaders change. But Jesus never does. His nature is constant. His character is steady. His promises are secure. He is all-knowing. And John chapter 16, verse 30 records the disciples saying, "Now we know that you know all things." In Revelation chapter 2, verse 23, Jesus says, "I am he who searches the minds and hearts. No thought is hidden. No motive is unseen. He is all powerful." Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." His power is limitless. He calms storms. He raises the dead. He commands demons. He heals disease and sustains creation itself. He is everywhere present. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, he says, "For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am in their midst." And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, he promises, "I am with you always to the end of the age." Though he walked on earth in one body, by spirit, he is present with all believers everywhere. And he is holy. Revelation chapter 1 gives us a vision of the risen Christ. Eyes like fire, feet like bronze, a voice like many waters, face shining like the sun. He is set apart, pure, glorious, majestic. These are not just admirable traits. They are divine attributes. They prove the Son is not less than God. He is fully God. Now let's turn to his authority. In John chapter 5, verse 22 through 23, our key verse today, it says, "The Father has entrusted all judgment to the Son. so that all may honor him just as they honor the Father. That means that rejecting the Son is rejecting the Father. Dishonoring the Son is dishonoring the Father. You cannot claim to know God while denying the authority of the Son. So what kind of authority does the Son actually have? He has authority to forgive sins. In Mark chapter 2, verse 5, Jesus tells the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." The religious leaders were outraged. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Exactly. That's the point. Jesus is God, and he has authority to forgive. He also has authority over demons. In Mark chapter 1, verse 27, the people say, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him." No demon, no principality, no ruler of darkness can resist his word. He has authority over nature. In Mark chapter 4, verse 39, he rebukes the wind and says to the sea, "Hush, be still," and the storm ceases. Creation obeys its creator. He has authority over life and death. In John chapter 11, verse 43, he calls out Lazarus. He says, "Lazarus, come out," and a man that was dead for 4 days rises. And then in John chapter 10, verse 18, he says of his own life, "No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own, and I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it back." And after the resurrection, he declares in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." That means nothing is outside his rule. Not angels, not kings, not presidents, not powers, not principalities. All authority belongs to the Son. So let's pause here and think about what this means for us. If he has all authority, then he is Lord. Not just Savior, not just friend, but Lord. That means every part of our lives must come under his rule. Our thoughts, our actions, our relationships, our finances, our decisions. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 records Jesus asking, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" His authority demands obedience. He is not a consultant that we take advice from and then ignore. He is king. It also means that we can live with confidence, because if he has all authority, nothing touches us outside of his permission. No storm, no sickness, no enemy can overthrow his sovereign hand. Romans chapter 8, verse 38 through 39 says, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." The authority of the Son secures us. And let's not forget his future authority as judge and king. Acts chapter 17, verse 31 says, "God has set a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all people by raising him from the dead." That man is Jesus, and every person will one day stand before his throne. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 through 11 says, "So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The question is not whether you will bow. The question is whether you will bow now in faith or then in fear. But don't miss this. His authority is not cold or distant. It flows from his attributes, his love, his justice, his holiness, his mercy. When he forgives, it is with compassion. When he commands, it is for our good. When he judges, it is with perfect righteousness. And when he reigns, it is with unshakable peace. That's why Revelation chapter 5 shows us the worship of heaven focused on the Lamb. The scroll is in his hand. All authority to unfold history belongs to him. And all heaven sings, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slaughtered to receive power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing." His attributes make him glorious. His authority makes him king, and together they make him worthy of all worship. So what does this mean for you and me? Well, first, it means that we must honor him. John chapter 5, verse 23 says, "The one who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father." If you want to honor God, honor Jesus. If you want to worship God, worship Jesus. And second, it means that we must trust him. His attributes guarantee his goodness. His authority guarantees his power. Together, they guarantee his faithfulness. You can trust him with your life, your family, your future. And third, it means that we must obey him. If he is Lord, then our response cannot be casual. It must be wholehearted surrender. It can't be, "Hey, Jesus, I'll follow you if," but it must be, "Jesus, you are Lord, command me." And last but not least, we must proclaim him. A king with all authority has given us a commission. "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." We don't preach a powerless Savior. We preach the risen, reigning, authoritative Son of God. Now let me close today with Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 16. "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many crowns, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with the rod of iron. And he treads on the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." That's the Son. That's his authority. That's his glory. Now, tomorrow, we will bring this series on the Son to a close by focusing on our relationship with him. How knowing the Son personally transforms our lives, our prayers, and our walk with God. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, please visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through Patreon or DonorBox. DonorBox also provides a new way for our international listeners to partner with our ministry safely and securely. All giving options can be found through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.